It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. We're talking Penn State football in the spring. The blue-white game, Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Pichet, Ross Tucker. We are giving most important takeaways from that game, things that you can carry with you as you look ahead to summer camp. This is brought to you by our good friends at 409 Tailgate Club. 409 Tailgate Club wine. I know, Ross, you dropped by their tailgate. You spoke about it earlier, but this is your wheelhouse, man.
I brought my wife and kids. I brought my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, their two boys. They should probably stop inviting me or I'll keep bringing people. It's that good. It was awesome. I got to see the boss man, Jim Galante. It's really good food. I don't know else to say other than if you go to a bunch of Penn State games and you tailgate there, go to 409tailgateclub.com, see what they have to offer, because it's a pretty special opportunity in so many different ways. So it was awesome. It was good seeing those guys, like I said earlier. By the way, there was one other guy on defense I just remembered I forgot to mention.
Zach McPherson.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the one throw by McSorley was late. It was behind the intended receiver. But the second one by McPherson was pretty impressive. So I don't know whether to say when he makes those plays, like, hey, Penn State has better corner depth than we thought with McPherson, or he's going to transfer like last year's dude, TJ Johnson. Like, if you have a good blue-white game, but you're still not scheduled to play, you're like, wait a minute, I can play, but they're not going to let me play? I'm leaving.
I think TJ Johnson had – the writing was on the wall that he was behind McPherson even after last spring game. James Franklin went out of his way a couple times when he did the press conference afterwards and when he did the video for Penn State's website. First name out of his mouth was Zach McPherson. And I think that, you know, I mentioned it earlier in the week, I think Zach McPherson is one of the real reasons you have the luxury of moving Lamont Wade. Tariq Castro-Fields, yes, but I think Zach McPherson as your number four corner, I think he's got all the physical stuff. I don't think that was ever a question. Franklin talked about confidence and consistency, which obviously is a big deal for any young player, but he's grown into a guy who is absolutely game ready.
I would agree, and I do think he's a big part of it, and I think he was one of the guys. Look, part of standing out in the blue-white game is opportunity. They threw the ball to the guy he was covering a couple times,
sure,
right? But he made the plays when called upon. I thought that was significant. I also thought there were a bunch of things noteworthy on offense. Let's start with the fact that they started Chaz Wright at right tackle instead of Will Fries. Now, they did play Fries at both spots, so what does that tell you? Bates is going to start somewhere, right?
Right.
So does it tell you that Fries might just be the rotational guy? Does it tell you that Fries is going to start at right tackle, but they wanted him to get reps at both spots? I'm not sure. I thought it was a little surprising. Maybe it was just in my head. I thought Fries was going to be the right tackle, but they went with Chaz Wright. And you know what? To his credit, Chaz Wright has been fine. He's like the type of guy that it feels like you're left wanting for more, but I don't know that he's also the reason why they've lost games either. The offensive line looked really good. They were going against not even really second string. I mean, really, they were going against third string guys. But there were times where the quarterbacks had a ridiculous amount of time to throw the ball. One of the plays, I thought it was like 7 Mississippi. I didn't know if they were trying. But I thought, just starting with the offensive line part of it, it's just interesting that Fries is rotating, but Mennett plays every snap. And then even at the end of the game, they put Mennett at center and move McGovern to right guard, which tells you that that's a possibility, depending on how things unfold.
Yeah, I thought it was a watershed moment for Michael Mennett. I really did. What you saw on Saturday, to me, because I was watching him intently, I was watching the position switches too, because we talk about him. But I thought it was everything you heard about coming out of high school. It was finally a healthy player, a little bit confident in his own abilities again, and I thought his pass blocking was okay, but I thought his backside ceiling and sort of working next to Chaz Wright, his athleticism really showed up and jumped out at me when he was run blocking.
Yeah,
like the backside seal blocks, the clearing lane, because when you run left in that offense, yeah, okay, so Gonzalez's block matters, but it's the seal on the quarterback option.
He's just a very different player than Gonzalez. It's
correct.
Just funny.
Totally
Gonzalez is all width and
yep.
And heaviness
and muscle
and power. And Mennett's really wins with quickness, athleticism. So that's one of the things that stood out in the offensive line.
Before you move on, let me ask you a couple things. Number one, pairing maybe your least athletic lineman in Chaz Wright with your most athletic lineman on the right side. Is there anything to say about that dynamic? And the other thing is, James Franklin has made no secret. He's left the door wide open for a change to Michael Mennett at center. He spoke about it after the game. Is Penn State in better shape if, let's say, Michael Mennett is your center and Connor McGovern is your guard?
I think body type-wise, they both fit better the other place.
Yeah.
You know, Mennett's kind of built like a center, and McGovern's built like a guard. McGovern's a big, thick kid. The question will be, does Mennett get to the point where they feel like that would be their best five? Does Mennett get to the point as a center where they'd feel comfortable? Because that's a lot. You know, that's a position where you really like experience.
Yeah.
And he's never started a game. So to go there over a kid like McGovern who started, 20-some games? I don't know.
Can that happen between now and August? Can that happen if they were to start – the way they are right now, week one, can it happen before the season's over?
I think it can happen during camp. My guess is it won't be. They put such a premium on experience that my guess is they won't swap out a kid that can play, that has started a whole season at center in McGovern. I don't think that they'll think that the trade-off in physical ability is enough to take away the experience at center.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by our good friends at 409 Tailgate Club, 409tailgateclub.com. They have a new 409 Tailgate Club wine, a blue and a white. It matches the theme from this past weekend, the blueberry wine. I know, Ross, you had a little bit of that. Worth trying out for sure, in addition to their barbecue sauces and seasonings. Check them out, 409tailgateclub.com. Sorry to have cut you off there.
No, not at all. If we're talking about the guys that are giving me free food, you just keep talking about them. It's fine for me.
Well, I mean, I wanted to know more about the Michael Mennett.
No, I'm with you.
But, you know, I think the bigger thing for a lot of people was maybe the wide receiver spots?
Yes.
You know, the way I put it to Andy is, like, you thought you had a lot of guys to figure out where they belong, and then you see what you saw from Mac Hippenhammer and also Cam Sullivan Brown in this game.
I'm so glad you said that, because we've heard nothing about Cam Sullivan Brown coming into the game. Nothing. They don't ever talk about him, and very little about Hippenhammer, yet you come out there and both those guys look – I mean, Hippenhammer looked really good.
He did.
And Cam Sullivan Brown looked good too. That shows you they've got some depth there. I mean, those guys did more than Brandon Polk did. They were given the ball more. Hamler, you can tell, has some serious juice. He's got some serious juice. Like,
zero to 60 in no time whatsoever.
Like, he's the guy they want to give that reverse to. He's the guy – he's basically – I look at Hamler as like they're putting him in the role that Polk was supposed to have in terms of being the gadget play guy.
Mr. Jet Sweep.
Yes. I think that they think Hamler might have a little more juice there. But Hippenhammer, I mean, the guy, I don't know what the deal is with baseball or whatever, but he looked pretty impressive.
I think his baseball career is over. I know he wants to keep playing baseball, but you can't – I mean, it's going to be hard to do that if he's going to become a prominent part of the Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, he was impressive. And really, part of that too, I mean, scoring a couple touchdowns, but that was a beautiful ball from Sean Clifford, who,
yes,
the stats don't look great for Clifford, 4 for 8, but to my eyes, he looked a lot better. He made a couple beautiful throws. One was to Hamler, maybe down the sideline, and the other one was – no, there was a touchdown to Hamler, and then there was another one down the sideline by Clifford to somebody, I can't remember who it was, which it might have been Polk, which was perfectly thrown as well. I thought Clifford, for a guy that we were told is banged up, that's a pretty gutsy effort to deliver those throws like that.
How comfortable did he look? So when I watch Aaron Rodgers play, it looks like he could take a nap in the backfield by the time he walked up the line of scrimmage. He's just so relaxed and comfortable. And Clifford, in his first time playing in front of a bunch of people like that, I just thought it looked like his pulse was cool. He was confident. He was fine with who he was. Nothing looked too big for him. Again, I understand it's a scrimmage, but I think all those things bode as well as any of the physical stuff to him being a good quarterback. I just thought thought he looked like he was in command. I put it this way to Andy earlier in the week. Zemback still looks like his feet are on fire a little bit when he's back there. Clifford looks the opposite.
They were with different groups, should be noted. You know, Clifford was with the starters going against third string guys, essentially. Zemback was with the third string guy, or actually more like the backup. And let's get into that, by the way. C.J. Thorpe, you know, some of the white O linemen for Jake Zemback. C.J. Thorpe, my personal opinion is he needs to lose some weight. I saw the feistiness. I saw him finishing. I saw him getting after people. I saw them make him do up-downs on the sideline because he did something that Franklin didn't like. But I also saw some real liability in pass protection. Like, he is not ready. Now, in fairness to him, Pittsburgh Central Catholic, I don't think they ever throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, so – but here's the thing. He's not like an early enrollee. Like, he's been there a year.
Yeah.
So the fact that his pass protection still looked the way it did, I would say is a little bit concerning for me, because it's college football, and that Penn State offense, you're going to throw it a lot. I don't care how mean he is, how physical he is. That was kind of that similar type of player. You still need to be able to get it done in pass pro.
I thought C.J. Thorpe looked great in run blocking, but I talked to somebody who's been he was in an FBS O-line coordinator for like 12 years. So I have a little guy now. He said it's 18 to 24 months, even with a guy with a lot of tools. He said 18 to 24 months minimum, and sometimes up to 30 months before you get an offensive lineman where he really needs to be, whether he's a 4-star or 5-star kid. And I think that's going to be the case with C.J. Thorpe. You're just going to have to wait. A little bit of Michael Bennett, the injuries hampered him, but now you're seeing it, right? Did you see what I saw on Saturday, like one of the five best offensive linemen from Bennett?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I saw that.
Let's also talk running backs a little bit, because I thought Mark Allen did some nice things. I mean, that's going to be important. We don't know what we're getting from Ricky Slade. You know, you don't know how durable Miles Sanders will be. I think Mark Allen has shown that if needed to be called upon, he can deliver, which is important. For Journey Brown, I thought Journey Brown did some positive things. It just doesn't look like – and he was with the white team – going against the Blues, that's hard. But just doesn't look to me like it comes naturally for him. You know, the running part of it.
And he still he had such a long ways to go from where his launching point that I think it's just going to take some more time. But think about this, and then kickoff return guy. Think about him.
Yes, I like that idea.
We will think about that. We're going to have to think about it. We're moving on. Ross's position group ranking series continues. We're going to look at where he thinks the roster is strongest or weakest coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.